Welcome to episode 147 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As many of you know, the Goodwood Festival of Speed recently took place here in the UK. This year's event was a little different for me, with more variety than I've had over the past few years. Now, all will become clear in the fullness of time, as I put together a number of articles and podcasts over the coming month or so. In this week's episode, then, I'm talking through a set of pictures I was asked to shoot at the Goodwood Motor Circuit for BMW. So, let's get straight into it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 147. It's just after 6 o'clock in the evening, and as I sit here in my car, it is a fantastic evening, as it has been a fantastic day. It's been hot, very sunny, a nice gentle breeze. I probably couldn't have asked for more in terms of the weather. But where am I? Well, as I sit here, I am looking at all of the garages and the paddock areas at the Goodwood Motor Circuit in West Sussex. Now, the reason I'm here is because I've been shooting some stuff for Goodwood. I did this today and I'm also doing it tomorrow. And the few days that follow tomorrow will be the Goodwood Festival of Speed, which I'll also be shooting at. But, of course, here and now, I'm going to be talking about what I've been up to today. So, I get the call from Goodwood, or an email, rather, saying, could I come from 12 o'clock today and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to the motor circuit to photograph some track day action for BMW? Now, that was the initial correspondence. I didn't actually get given a brief. I kind of know what is kind of typical with these track day events hosted by the likes of BMW or Porsche or whoever. It's a chance for the public to have... Oh, you can probably hear a sports car in the background. Excuse me. Bit of a dry throat today. Anyway, it's a chance for the public to come and have a play with some cars that they all ordinarily wouldn't get to drive. So with the BMW stuff, we had the M Sport vehicles, so the M1, 234, and the, I'm not sure if it's called the M5 or the X5, it's the kind of sort of 4x4 style vehicle, but it is a motorsport BMW. Oh, excuse me. So I turned up at about 11:30 and had to make a couple of phone calls and speak to some people, and then it was a case of meeting my contact at one of the buildings, and that was easy enough. I know the venue. He was never going to be that far away. And when I got there, I spoke to someone. They said, "Oh, yeah, that's him over there." Who, and I've seen the guy before, just not worked directly with him. Excuse me while I just have a sip of water. I drink so much water at these places, these long hot days. Anyway, so we had a bit of a chat. He gave me some paperwork, which was just a bit of a... not exactly a brief. It was an outline of some of the filming that some other guys were doing. I also had to sign in and be given a wristband and sign a bit of paper that basically says, look, I'm going to behave myself. I'm not going to stand in the middle of the track where the cars come flying by. Anyway, it turns out that the public, the people, aren't or weren't going to be here today. That is going to be tomorrow. But what he wanted me to do today was to shoot some stuff which is for publicity, for brochures. They're kind of glossy promotional brochures that show various cars or what have you looking very smart. And it's about, as is so much with marketing and PR and advertising, is about selling the lifestyle, selling the experience, not so much about the cars. So in the most part, what we've done today is photographing cars static. So they're not going along the track. I mean, they were, or had been at various times going along the track and what have you, but we got them into position and composed the shots, make sure elements were as we wanted, and then took those shots and then moved on. So the first thing to think about is the kits that I use. I know you guys like to know what kit I use at various shoots. So my camera of choice today was the Nikon D800. I've said this before, it's got such a powerful sensor on it. There's so much detail there. Shooting at ISO 100. The aperture varied, but most of these shots were around f8 or f11. Some stuff we wanted to blur the background out a bit, and I went down as far as f4, I think, on some occasions. With the D800, I generally don't tend to do that because, in my experience, because you have to get the focusing so spot on, at f4 or f2.8 or something like that, there's not the sort of the leeway for the sharpness. The picture may be pin sharp, but I like to have the little bit of buffer, which actually doesn't make a huge difference given the working distance to the final image, but it just means that I can ensure that the sharpness is exactly as I want and the results are as I want. So I was using the D800. I did have the battery pack or battery grip attached. Not that I actually really needed that. Most of the shots were tripod mounted, and I used for that the Gitzo Series 2 Traveller, which is a carbon fibre tripod. All the links to this, of course, will be in the show notes. So there were a number of shots where we were working a bit quickly and trying to rush things along just for a few minutes to pick up the pace or whatever it might have been. I did handhold a number of shots, but in the most part, I used the tripod because the light was fantastic. Loads of light, very fast shutter speeds, no danger of camera shake and all that sort of thing. However, by using a tripod, it allows you to compose the shot, step away from the camera, see what the subject, or in this case, the cars look like. What the background's doing, check if there's anything on the ground, and all this sort of thing. One feature of the camera that I did use was what's known as live view. Now, essentially, live view in terms of the camera when it's being used for stills, as opposed to video, which it can also shoot, live view just gives you a live image of what the camera sees. And that's great because you can compose in real time, as it were, and people can come and have a look at, save them squinting through the viewfinder. The client or whoever can look at the back of the camera and they can see the picture being, you know, the elements coming together, the position of the cars and this, that, and the other as it happens. It's very, very useful. So that was the camera. The lens, I used basically two lenses today, my typical everyday working lenses. I had the 24 to 70 f/2.8 Nikkor lens, and also the 80 to 200 f/2.8 AFS, which some of you will know is the old model, which I find works very well with my shooting style, my cameras, and what have you, to the point where I actually prefer it to some of the more recent models, which I've also tried. So that was kind of it. The 80 to 200, of course, because it's a long lens. When I was using the tripod, it's the lens that is mounted to the tripod to stop it overbalancing and what have you. That was kind of it, I think. I, like I say, I had been told that it was going to be more sort of faster paced action and sort of people and sort of so candid shots of, you know, these sort of customers, the public coming, doing what have you. So for that reason, because I can get in at the motor circuit, you can get up high with sort of above the pit lane. There are steps up to like viewing platform on the roofs of the pit lane buildings and what have you. But for the stuff of the cars, what I would have preferred to have done is brought my small step ladder, which would then have given me, in certain areas, a bit more height. But because I wasn't fully briefed, I didn't bring that. And so, you know, what are you going to do? You just work around it. On occasions, we were able to recompose a little bit and use the tyre wall to be sort of a little bit higher up and what have you. But, you know, it worked very well. The other thing that's a real shame was I would normally, for more static and slower shoots, if that makes sense, I would bring my laptop so that we could go into a shaded area, put the pictures up onto the laptop, could of course shoot tethered so the images come up live, what have you. But really what I would have planned to have done is gone back into one of the little offices with the laptop, put the upload the pictures, have a look, see how we're doing, talk through them, maybe give some crop options, think about this, that and the other. But again, I didn't bring my laptop, which is a bit of a shame, but it happens. That's just how it is. So what can I tell you specifically? It's been a bit of a whirlwind today. I haven't stopped all day since I got here. I have got in the boot of my car here, I have got a cool box with some drink and some food, some nibbles and what have you to keep me going. But I haven't actually stopped properly for lunch. It's one of those things that it's nice to work with the clients to get the shots thereafter, because sometimes you're asked to just go ahead and take the shots and what have you, and you might run a few past. But on a number of occasions throughout the course of the day, we were both stood there, say, in the middle of the track, sort of setting up a shot. This obviously is when there are no cars sort of whooshing by and what have you. But, you know, I would say to him, right, have a look at this, see what you think of the composition. He says, oh, that's looking nice and what have you. So, well, okay, well, I want the car turned a little bit more, facing more to the right, and I want the wheels turned sort of pointing inwards a little bit or what have you, because these static shots of these cars always look nice when the front wheels have movement in them, which is a kind of a strange thing to say because they're not going round. But by movement, I mean, rather than just sort of seeing maybe the edge of the tyre wall and no detail, if they are turned maybe a quarter or half a lock around, you get, obviously, you get the wheels, the alloys or whatever it might be, and you get the cap. So on this occasion, it was BMW, but it might be any other brand or what have you. So so we made sure that we paid attention to the details there. Some of the cars were a little bit mucky. Oh, I should probably say they were all white. All of these cars, bright white on a very bright, very sunny day. And so you've got two factors to contend with. One, any dirt, any dust, any rain splash or mud splash, what have you, is going to show up like a sore thumb. And also, where it is so bright with such a vast amount of light hitting that white surface, it's very high key and it's very easy to overexpose the car so it just burns out to white. So you have to play around with it, and that's where it's helpful to use the highlight indicator on the back of the camera. You have the histogram and you have the highlighter, and that's often referred to as blinkies. So with that function selected, anything that is essentially blown out, so there is no detail there, or virtually no detail. Flashes like well, just like a light flashing on and off. And that allows you to push the exposure as far as you can without overexposing key elements in the frame. Now, one thing to bear in mind with a white car or a white whatever, it is what it is. If the rest of your scene is well exposed how you want and those highlights burn out, you have to decide what you're going to do. You're either going to lower the exposure so that the other elements drop down and get darker so you get all the detail in the highlight, or you just let it burn out because you know it's white and there isn't actually a lot of detail on a completely smooth bonnet, for example. Often you'll find like a happy medium somewhere in the middle. And that was kind of what was happening today. We were working at quite a pace, so I didn't have a lot of time to, you know, I had to work quickly. I couldn't spend ages sort of, I couldn't spend ages going over every picture because we had quite a lot to shoot. We just did a number of scenarios with setups. So, for example, one of the first shots was four of the cars in a shape, in a formation. So we had to make sure that it was, the formation looked good. It was what the client wanted. Always shooting with compositions that allow a bit of cropping, and also more importantly allow the design team to drop in text, logos, other information around the picture, because that's what it's there for. It's there as a promotional document essentially, and so if they need to be putting their branding in there and titles or whatever it might be, that's the important thing. So we spent most of the time around the start finish straight. We also, first thing this morning, we actually drove around the track just to look for opportunities, but that didn't, you know, we didn't use any of those other areas apart from just around by the chicane and one of the corners, which has on it a very for people that know Goodwood Circuit, you have what's known as the Super Shell building. It's a corrugated roof that says Super Shell on it, and it's an iconic building. It's been there for many years because the Goodwood Circuit was for many years an active racing circuit. There's some amazing races, historically important races that took part here, that took place here. Now it's open to, you know, sort of track days and certain meets and the many things. Anyway, so we didn't use all of the track or even half of it, but going around this morning gave me a chance to just see some opportunities that will probably come into force tomorrow, because I do have the access to be able to say to the marshals, the guys here, to say, look, I need to get over to there. And it might be that I get dropped off there or what have you. As long as you kind of let them know that you're going there, they, you know, you need to make sure, because health and safety is the paramount thing. And so I can sort of see a potential shot for lining up pictures and what have you. So tomorrow is going to be from 9 o'clock through till about 5:30. And yeah, it's that's pretty much it, I think. I'm just trying to think what the day is today. It is, I think it's Wednesday. Hang on a second, if I can be clever, just look at my watch. Yes, it's Wednesday today. Sorry, complete mind blank there. So Thursday, tomorrow, is the first day of Goodwood Festival of Speed. You have what's known as the Moving Motor Show. And then the Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the, like, the main days that most people come to. But my plan is, because I will be at Goodwood shooting stuff, and I'll talk about that separately, I will want to arrive to shoot stuff tomorrow evening. There's stuff goes on and sort of the people I've got to see and this, that and the other, you know, before, you know, the main event takes place and starts on Friday. So it's a bit of a potted history of today's shoot. I think there was lots to think about, and I'm not sure I've put everything across, but I will certainly be sharing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that I've taken a few little snaps when I can. But, you know, the main setup was nothing too challenging. Just about the most challenging shots probably were... There's an area which is a skid pan type area, which is where people can go and learn how to control the car when it's kind of sliding in wet weather, like wet ground. So, of course, what they do is they have hoses with sprinklers and what have you, and they drench the tarmac, and people learn to kind of, you know, sort of lock the steering, sort of steer into a skid and bring the car under control and all this sort of thing. So the shots of that, again, very bright day and all the rest of it. But those shots were pretty much the most challenging, just because what you have to do is try to... You can freeze a car spinning around, that's fine, and you get the water droplets coming off the tyres and all the rest of it. But what you want to try and do, much like a car going along a track... You want to try to suggest the movement in the car, which, of course, the easiest way to do that is in the wheels. And you need to show them with a bit of movement, but at the same time freezing the car. So the challenge for me, and I cannot remember what the settings were, but the challenge for me was to pick a shutter speed which was fast enough to freeze the action of the car, so it wasn't too blurred, but allowing the shutter speed to be slow enough to record the movement in those wheels. And I can't remember, like I say, but I would imagine it was probably today somewhere in the region of about 1/125th of a second, something like that. I know that I kind of went up and down the scale a little bit because I was also having to shoot through... there was the sprinklers so that there was a bit of interference visually between the camera and the car going around the place. So I had to be sure of my focus and everything. But, you know, got some nice shots. It's one of those things where you shoot a fair amount, but you're not going to supply all the pictures. Even if they were all pin sharp, perfect, all the rest of it, you wouldn't be submitting all of them. You just, that is the craft of editing through your pictures and picking out the best ones and the ones that you know the client is most likely to want. And even on some occasions, even if you feel it's not the best shot within a sequence, if you know it's more likely the one that's going to say more about the service or the events or whatever it is that's being promoted, then that's how you make your selection. Things also that have been a consideration, obviously, Goodwood Motor Circuit is right by the airfield, Goodwood Airfield, so there's lots of grass, which of course gets cut periodically, so I had to just get rid of a few bits of grass that had, you know, just the odd one or two bits that had sort of come onto the track in front of the car, for example. Now, of course, I could, in post-production, remove those, and that's fine. And I dare say there will be some detail like that which needs to be removed. Things like cones in the background that shouldn't be there and all the rest of it. However, my usual approach, as a lot of you will know, is if you just take the time, it might be 30 seconds, it might be a minute or two, just to look around the set and... spot these things. At one point I requested a stiff brush and I had the camera mounted on a tripod in position, and I just walked across the set and brushed away all the dusty bits that might have been there. It's pretty clean, actually, truth be told, but there are a few bits which just saves me time at the post-production, the editing phase. But that's been it, really, pretty much. I'm just looking out at everything around me, and there's a bit of a breeze. It's been quite nice today. I've been in sort of a shirt and shorts, which has been nice, nice and relaxed and what have you. Some of the shots I had to lie down on the track or lie down on the grass, so, needed to be comfortable and all the rest of it. So, some people were in trousers and shirts and all the rest of it. I just take the view that I look pretty respectable, I think. and as long as I'm professional and smart, you should have that leeway to wear clothes that are comfortable and all the rest of it. Some people I saw here, which were just, they were just in shorts and t-shirt, and that was fine. And I could probably do that tomorrow. Wouldn't be a problem. But there we go. Because, if you've got certain people from likes of BMW that are watching on and that you're likely to meet, it's kind of nice to, important, I think, to make the effort a little bit. So there we go. That's it. If you have any questions, of course, do let me know. My setup for tomorrow will be very similar. I was also working at one point a little bit with my Nikon D3 as well. That's a much better camera for fast-paced action stuff. It's a quicker camera, like the focusing and this, that, and the other. So I'll probably bring that into play more tomorrow, actually. And I might even use the 2x teleconverter on my 80-200 for some really long lens shots, looking down the track to foreshorten the perspective and what have you. That works really well. That basically doubles the focal length of the lens in use. That actually reminds me. One of the key things that we needed to do today was to make sure that some of the Goodwood landmarks, as it were prominent in the pictures, albeit slightly out of focus in the background. So I've already alluded to the Super Shell building, for example. But you've got, for example, on the start-finish straight, you've got the Rolex clock with the timing tower or whatever it is there. You've got, what else have we got? In the hills behind the Super Shell building, you can see this Goodwood Racecourse, which is, again, it's pretty iconic. It's very, what it is, because it's this, the white canopies, like the roof of the Goodwood Racecourse buildings. You can't miss it. I mean, I'm just turning around here, and actually I can't see it, but there are buildings in the way. But, that with a rich blue sky, and we had puffy white clouds this morning, and it's more sort of hazy now, actually. But those are the important things, as well as the subject matter. It has to say Goodwood. It has to be, there's so much emphasis and importance placed on brand, not just with Goodwood, with any organisation or business or vehicle manufacturer or whatever. That's the important thing. So that influenced some of the places that we were shooting. So tomorrow also I'm going to be shooting opposite the pit lane, for example, with some cars moving. There are some other parts of the building which are very well known, that are immediately obvious if they're in the picture, albeit blurred and out of focus and what have you. So there are all these considerations, but then you also want to try something a little bit different. So where I'm sat here at the moment, I say I'm sat in the garages. They're basically corrugated roof with like a wooden fencing, and I don't know what it's actually called, but rather than being neat kind of cut and planed fence posts, it's like that, it looks like you've kind of like cut off a bit of a tree and like put a point in the top, so it's kind of a rough, I mean they're smooth, but it's kind of like rougher edges and what have you. That's kind of the fencing that you've got here. excuse me, which I guess is more in keeping with the motor circuit and its heritage. Oh, excuse me. but there was one shot. Let's just have a sip again. There was one shot which I took some years ago at the motor circuit. I can't remember. I think it was, funnily enough, at a Porsche track day. And so a very similar thing is what's happening today and tomorrow. And I wanted to kind of duplicate that shot because it, on that occasion, it was a bright Porsche, I think it was a GT3 or something, sports car. And I placed it in this this garage sort of area, which is kind of, you've got the fencing behind or what have you, but from the front, it's all open apart from the wooden uprights that go up to the ceiling. So the overhead beams, and I wanted to replicate the shot. So again, we had this bright white BMW, but it was nice because it was shaded in that area. Now I actually can see from where I'm sat. I can see where we did that shot, and now the sun is streaming through there, which wouldn't be any good because you get all the pattern from the from that fencing, which. Now I wouldn't want. Earlier, I did a variation on these shots, and it was nice just to have that. It was nice to have the contrast between the lovely smooth lines of. I think we used the M4, the new M Sport car. So there was the contrast between the darker shadow areas in the shade there, and the. Very smooth bodywork of the car. So the contrast between the shadows and the white of the car, the bodywork, the panels, and organic, shall we say, nature of the wood. And it was just really nice. I did some straight-on shots, some sort of three-quarters, some absolutely side-on, and it was nice to have that kind of contrast. It's a shot that I really like. May not be to everyone's taste, but I think it's something a little bit different about it, and it works really well for a number of the shots. They're in the top corner of each of these bays here. There is a plaque which has like a number, so like 23, 24, 25, which is for obviously so people know which garage they're parking in. So that was something a bit different, which is nice. But that was it. So there's probably more that I've forgotten right at this moment to tell you about. But like I said, probably about 10 minutes ago, if you do have any questions about the kit, about shooting these kind of static promo pictures or working at places like this or anything that I'm discussing, do let me know. You can ask me in all the usual ways and all the links are coming up in a moment. Because of course that's what it's about, is sharing the information. There are no secrets. I'm happy to share my knowledge and advise and what have you, and just keep the conversation going. That's what it's all about. So I hope that's been helpful. There will be other follow-on Goodwood podcasts and articles and stuff, I expect, to do with the Festival of Speed. It's a busy time. There's something a bit different going on as well for me, so I will be bringing you that in the fullness of time. But for now, I will leave it there. As I record this, my pictures have now been delivered and are already being prepared for a BMW presentation in the coming days. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, @GilesBabbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.